Fiji has been thrown yet another curveball in the world of politics. Newly elected Sedalpa leader Asiri Ranjorjo has been reinstated as the Minister for Education after Fiji's leader Sitiveni Rabuka sacked him earlier this year. Ranjorjo was dismissed from his ministerial role by the Prime Minister for insubordination and disobedience to his directive. It was only in January that Fiji's Prime Minister delivered a statement on the dismissal of Education Minister Asiri Ranjorjo from Cabinet. But now, 3 months later, he's been reinstated. Rabuka has justified the U-turn, claiming he only gave Ranjorjo a 3-month stand-down, which concluded on the 22nd of this month. However, there's no record of Rabuka saying this. I spoke with Professor of Governance from the University of the South Pacific, Vijay Naidu, about the turn of events. Kia ora, Professor Naidu. What do you make of all of this?
Well, I think they're looking at having some stability in the coalition government as they go forward. So it's survival of the government, actually. And it's good for Fiji, as in it ensures stability.
So you think stability is the main reason why Rabuka brought Ranjorjo back into cabinet?
Yeah, it's stability. It's stability and the need for the coalition government to basically get its house in order.
Well, Rabuka claimed that Ranjorjo was given a 3-month stand-down period after sacking him in January. How is this plausible? Surely Rabuka knows the public aren't easily fooled.
Yeah, well, that's something that's actually flabbergasted people, because that wasn't stated at that time, and it's just come out of the blue. So I think the public really are a bit confused about this 3 months suspension.
Some people have criticised also that Rabuka's decision is from feeling the pressure of leading a coalition government. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I think so. And it's not just leading a coalition government, but a government that has a very, very narrow majority. And so, you know, with what happened to Ranjorjo, and as a backbencher, he abstained from voting and all that, then the majority was reduced to, one or two persons, you know. So with that kind of situation, the government was actually in a somewhat jittery position. And if you suspend someone from a ministerial appointment, that's a substantial decrease in the person's status and what he receives as pay. And the person's loyalty could not be assured 100%. And if you look at over the last 2-3 weeks, the management board of Sedalpa had given the Prime Minister an ultimatum, to reinstate Ranjorjo as Minister for Education, ask William Ngwoka to step down, or else, So I think that was not a very satisfactory situation. And while Rabuka stood firmly for his decision regarding the suspension of Ranjorjo, clearly there were some backroom negotiations and further discussions. And also on the side of Ranjorjo was that he became the newly elected leader of the Sedalpa party, which strengthened his hands and those who supported him.
With Rabuka reinstating Ranjorjo, what does this do for the overall image and public trust in Fiji's government?
Well, in the short term, I think there'd be people who'd be sort of ridiculing the whole thing. And as we discussed, I think some people would be confused. But there'd be others who want this government to finish its term. And the finishing of the term, I think, overrides all the other points of view. And so in that sense, it's good for the coalition government and good for political stability in the country. We hope that this would lead to longer-term stability in the coalition itself, as I said, which has a very narrow margin and made of three parties whose, you know, numbers just narrowly exceed the number of the Fiji First MPs in Parliament. And so I think people will be watching government's performance. And of course, part of the need for stability is that, you know, many issues remain for the country in terms of addressing social inequality, poverty, and the deficit in infrastructure, and a whole range of social services have been undermined over the years. So the government has to straighten all this out. And so there is a need for stability in the next couple of years.
RNZ Pacific have contacted Sitiveni Rambuka and Asiri Ranjojo for comments.